The Brooklyn DA, Ken Thompson, is recommending that Peter Liang, convicted of manslaughter in the death of Akai Gurley, not serve a prison sentence. He said justice will be served if the officer who was fired from the force last month is sentenced to probation and 6 months of house arrest. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams said he wouldn't want to be in Thompson's shoes, nor is he sure he would have made the same recommendation. Thompson, in a news release, said from the beginning, this tragic case has always been about justice and not about revenge. He said while Officer Liang acted recklessly, he didn't intend to kill the victim, Akai Gurley. The Gurley family is outraged by the recommendation. They want the Supreme Court Justice Danny Chun to ignore the recommendation and sentence Liang to time in prison at a court proceeding, which occurs next month. Yul San is with the Justice Committee.
We feel that this is a step backward from movement towards justice that we saw with the conviction of Peter Liang on counts of manslaughter and official misconduct. The district attorney in Brooklyn ran on a promise that he would be have a zero tolerance policy for police brutality, that he would hold officers accountable. And today, in his recommendation, he showed that he is not upholding that promise in any way. Peter Liang clearly engaged in criminal activity and needs to be held accountable. When officers are not held accountable for unjustly killing New Yorkers, this is the pattern that creates a culture that allows officers to think that they are above the law and they can act with impunity.
Assemblymember Charles Barron is leading an action today in front of the DA's office in Brooklyn at noon. In related news, a New York City police officer has been stripped of her badge and gun. This is amidst a probe into whether officers were improperly trained on CPR. Officers testified in the Liang manslaughter trial that they weren't given proper CPR training and didn't help Akai Gurley as he lay dying because they didn't feel they were qualified. Commissioner Bratton, who launched the probe after hearing about the testimony, says CPR training is highly important. The investigation continues. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.